Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp. It's June 21st, 2023. Welcome to Fightful, our AEW post-show for Dynamite. And we're going to have plenty of these this week. There's Collision on Saturday. I am so thrilled with how our first show went. Exceeded expectations. We'll tell you more about that soon. Thursday, I will be with Stephanie Chase making AEW Forbidden Door predictions. Sunday night, I am with Julie Cutler reviewing AEW Forbidden Door. However, behind the paywall, that is only $5 a month. $5 a month. I can't even believe it. I can't believe that we only charge $5 a month. And we had news today that Kenta wasn't facing CM Punk, which got confirmed, and why Jeff Hardy was gone. My gosh. And this in addition to 40 podcasts a month. Many of which are hosted by this fellow over here, Alex Pawlowski. Are you doing a post-Forbidden Door show over there?
The plan is yes, but Kate will be attending, so I'm trying to find a substitute co-host. We'll figure it out. I mean, if I have to ride solo, it's not like I didn't cut my teeth doing that for several years.
People have always asked for Reg, so maybe that's an option. He'll be hosting the Money in the Bank post show with Denise Salcedo. I might ask you, Alex, please bring your mic closer to you.
All right, thank you.
I'm getting the you sound like you're on ESPN because they don't use mics there for some reason.
Oh no, that's bad.
But it's much better now. But
good.
Leave a thumbs up on this video, guys. Please subscribe. We got multiple contests going on my Twitter, Fightful Twitter, Facebook, different social media stuff to win viewings of Forbidden Door and AEW Fight Forever. If you're subscribed, you retweet that post, you are entered to win. We are over 92,000 subscribers. I so badly want to get to 100,000 this year. It would mean an awful lot to me if you guys would help us get there. But we're here to talk AEW Dynamite. You can get your super chats in. You can get your humper chats in. You might say, what the hell is that? What is that? Well, it's how you get your question or statement read on the air. It's how you guide the direction of this program. And you all showed up big time Saturday on AEW Collision. I just want to thank you all so much. I sat in on that whole show as an insider, along with our anchor, Rick Aquino, as well as Iridian Fierro and Crest of the Star. And it's one of those times when you see a panel and you know they're going to be magic. You know they're going to work out really, really well. I am so glad to have Rick and Iridian as a part of the Fightful team, and we're so glad to have Cresta doing even more stuff. So, guys, you all are going to want to check that out. I will be popping up on that show with regularity, as well as Fridays, as an insider. But this week, over on FightfulSelect.com, the Backstage Report podcast, I reviewed SmackDown and Rampage. Not Rampage. I didn't watch Rampage last week. But I reviewed SmackDown, which I was at live, and AEW Collision. Alex, videos that we posted on Fightful this past week from SmackDown, 3.5 million views.
Wow.
Did pretty good. Some stuff happened in Lexington. It was some stuff happened.
Some stuff happened. It's true.
We're here for you. We're excited. We're here every single weeknight besides Sundays, but I guess we are. Well, that's not a weeknight. We're here every night besides Sundays. Go. And guess what? We're here this Sunday. Matthew Hook says the Forbidden Door card has 7 matches. So good. That seems a little light. I think it's probably got more than that, including 0 Hour, but I'm going to look into that because right now, right now it's got 10 matches, including the pre-show.
Yeah.
Man. Also, Tanahashi versus Swerve. Brody versus Andrade set for Collision. Bizarro Big L says AEW coming out swinging. Glizzy's for Sean. Double J got trashed for Alex. Willow match on pay-per-view. We have a stacked card after card ahead. The insanity of tonight is how much was built in 2 hours. The Martin Fox group should be called at the ready. Well, let's go ahead and get into this. We've got a ton to talk about, Alex. The Guns defeated the Hardys. And on FightfulSelect.com immediately afterwards, we told you why. Jeff can't leave the country, Alex. So he ain't going to be around for about a month. They could do pre-tapes, I guess. But I think given the circumstances, if Jeff's already going to be out the door for a month, the Guns probably should win this.
Sure. Especially if you're going to reestablish, you know, this whole Bullet Club connection thing. That's a great way of doing it. Like, you helped us, we'll help you. Now we're all together. We can start off this little feud we got going on with CMFT Ricky
is what we're going to call him.
Yes,
and it's amazing. It's amazing how quickly the Hardys became afterthoughts in this match, because the match happened. It was a fine match. It was whatever.
Yes,
it happened. Not the best match of the night. Not the second, third, or fourth best match of the night.
Nope.
But they were quickly disposed of. FTR come out, and then Bullet Club Gold had come out and all that stuff. But CM Punk and Ricky Starks are also a part of this. So, apparently Ricky Starks is all buddy with FTR and Punk. Okay, cool. Punk wants to do the match, and Punk says, 4-on-1, I like my odds. 4-on-4, that's your funeral. That seemed pointed, Alex.
It did seem pointed. Yeah. I was not the only one to be thinking this and possibly pitching this after Saturday night. So I don't want everybody like, oh, but I saw that elsewhere. Listen, we had concurrent ideas about this whole CM Punk thing. I think about it, I don't think they're going to do it, but it would be great if they did. If secretly he and Jay White are working together,
I would love that. There's like,
I mean, just him, CM Punk and Jay White running US Bullet Club Gold together, because we all listen, Punk's always better as a heel. But we have to give the people what they want. CMFTR for a while until Punk turns is interesting to me. Also, if you look at the bracket of the Owen, it looks like there's a very good chance we might see CM Punk versus Ricky Starks in the final of the Owen, which would be a great point for if you're going to have him pull the trigger on a heel turn, to do that against the dude he's been running with in CMFT Ricky. There's a lot of really awesome possibilities there.
Yeah. I mean, this makes an awful lot of sense. They're going to fight at Collision. They're going to do, they're going to do this 8-man tag, which very clearly CMFT Ricky are going to win.
Right.
And I'm okay with that. If you're going to face, if you're going to, I don't want to say nerf, if you're going to beat this newly formed Bullet Club team, all right, CM Punk, FTR, Ricky Starks, you win some, you lose some against them. Yeah. I'm all right with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I agree. However, the other possibility is this is the first CM Punk appearance outside of Chicago since he's been back. So you never, if he might decide to start pulling other stuff now that he's not 100% babyface in the eyes of the audience. Who knows?
I'm interested to see what you guys think about CM Punk on Dynamite. He even said, I'm a Collision guy. I'm not even supposed to be here. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported this past weekend that he was going to be there because the Elite wasn't going to be there this week. Now, I want to make this very clear. Also reported on FightfulSelect.com, this was not a cause and effect from Collision. It was a cause and effect because AEW are not dumb. They know what kind of reaction the Elite are going to get here. They know that there's no reason in booking them as babyfaces in Chicago. Yep. It won't work. So John Moxley's backstage with Blackpool Combat Club. He makes a challenge and he says, hey, we're going to go get my friend Shota Umino. We're going to do 5-on-5. Takeshita's joining us as well. Well, there are only three members of the Elite. Mm-hmm. We see them backstage. They are joined by Eddie Kingston, who later says he's going to pick the partner. He just wants a part of this because he doesn't like Claudio. Yeah. So we're going to find out about that later on tonight, Alex.
I love this backstage pre-tape. Eddie Kingston is so great. Like, I love that he sidles in, like, looking at the camera and immediately basically turns his back to it. So he can say, listen, I don't like yous. I don't like yous. I don't like none of yous. I don't respect you boys at all. But I'll team with yous. But the thing is, I get to pick the fifth guy. Like, I mean, who doesn't love Eddie Kingston? This is great. And, you know, we'll talk about who he picks. I think it's a perfect shout from him. But this 5-on-5 is going to be really hard-hitting and a lot of fun.
So, yeah, the Elite, we're not there. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. Reported they wouldn't be there. And, again, that just makes sense. It's not because of the promo on Collision. They planned ahead for this.
Right.
However, Meth Rollins says, any update on Kenta rejecting the CM Punk match? So, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. A couple weeks ago reported this match was on for Forbidden Door, and it was. CM Punk had filmed some stuff. He wasn't necessarily keen on the idea. He went off script a little bit. However, something happened between then and this week's, past week's Collision, where Kenta no longer wanted to do the match. He was supposed to be factored into AEW TV, but legitimately by the time he posted that tweet saying that that match was never going to happen, then that match was not going to happen. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported today some of the stuff that happened along the way. AEW found out this past weekend that was going to be the case, and among the names that were pitched included Jeff Cobb, Satoshi Kojima, who ended up getting the nod to face CM Punk, and El Phantasmo, in which, Alex, I like Phantasmo, but nothing would give me more joy than to see Pepsi Phil in the middle of El Phantasmo's walk around the ring rope spot all the way around the ring, and then hear him talk about it in a promo 3 weeks later where he references it. that would have been fantastic. That ended up being the case. CM Punk will now face Satoshi Kojima at Forbidden Door in the first round of the Owen Hart tournament. We will be getting to that and discussing the full brackets imminently. But the whole Kenta situation is actually built on a program that a lot of people didn't necessarily like, and Taya and Jade Cargill, you do my finisher. No, you do my finisher.
Right.
But this is like a more of a realistic one.
And this has been something people have been talking about for years.
15 years. Yeah.
Yeah.
how are you feeling about this whole situation and the decision to go with Kojima?
Well, Kojima, this is also long-term storytelling from that old punk interview where he was sitting next to Samoa Joe. He's like, Kojima, Lariat. Yep. Listen, this is great. It pops the long-term fans. It's going to be a great match. But if you look at the bracket, it sure looks like we might be getting Punk versus Samoa Joe, that match everybody wanted when they were pitching it. That's going to be part of the tournament. Samoa Joe was in the finals, wasn't he, last time they did the Owen? So, like, yeah. there's some cool storytelling there. I think that's great. I think that him and Kojima is going to have a good match. I love them doing it at Forbidden Door. It kills two birds with one stone. It's CM Punk gets a good opponent at Forbidden Door, and it's the first match that we're going to see of the men's Owen. I think it's great.
I think that Kojima's work in Noah and All Japan has been a little bit better than the stuff we've seen in New Japan of late, but I think this is going to bring it out of him. He's going to want to do something very special here, obviously, and he ain't winning, that's for sure. Other names in this bracket, Roderick Strong and Samoa Joe at a June 29th collision taping, which sets the stage, Alex, for a semifinal matchup between Roderick Strong...
I mean, listen.
As if. It's going to be Joe and Punk. Listen, I love you, Roderick Strong. We're fellow SRSs here.
Listen.
It's going to be Samoa Joe and CM Punk. Sorry, yes. Roderick. You ain't sniffing that.
No, but that Roderick Strong and Samoa Joe match, there will be no survivors.
Yeah. I can't wait.
They're going to kill each other in that match.
I can't wait until Roderick does the backdrop backbreaker to Joe and collapses his own knee. And then Joe takes advantage and chokes him out.
Great. This is going to be great.
Oh, man. Mr. Acosta says, Punk going to keep throwing shots and we're supposed to ignore it. Also need Jay White to get out of these tag matches because he's going to keep losing. Yeah, I'm going to need Jay White to start winning a lot. I need him to win a lot.
Unless this is all the plan. It's all part of the plan. Make it look good when I turn on my boys FTR. Because you're going to keep losing. It's going to look like we can't lose until, boom, a 4-on-4 becomes a 5-on-3, and all of a sudden we're beating down everybody. I mean, it's possible. I don't know if they're going to do it, but it's possible.
Koi Stalling says, any news on Ibushi odds? Does he show up? I think he should show up, but I haven't heard anything. Hey, guys. Have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made, and I was shocked. He is in his 80s. Still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step by step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. Making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company, serving collectors since 1945.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
thing on that front for a while. We're supposed to get an interview with Ibushi, a written interview with him pretty soon. Yeah, I mean, I had reached out to him personally, but we've got a freelancer that is working on it. So we'll have a little bit more on that. But I don't know. I've been working to find out more on this. Mm-hmm. We got the men's Owen, also Dustin Rhodes, Powerhouse Hobbs. Cool. I love Dustin mm-hmm. Rhodes. Powerhouse Hobbs is going to beat him. Yep. Juice Robinson and Ricky Starks. Well, this sets the stage for Ricky Starks and Powerhouse Hobbs as well.
Which to me, when they actually ran that feud, felt like there was stuff left unfinished. It did not feel like there that was the end of their feud. That was, what, a year ago? So I love that AEW finds ways of a little down the road. I haven't forgotten about you, buddy. Like, those kinds of matches can be a lot of fun. And I think that's going to be a great, great match.
Shot Kid says, excited for Punk Kojima, but more so for Athena Billy Starks. Nearly jumped out of my seat when I saw that. Can't wait for Billy's AEW graphic. I got a soft spot for Billy Starks, Kentucky girl. We've interviewed her like 5 or 6 times in the last year on Fightful. She and her father welcomed me to their show, allowed me to do interviews there. Meant an awful lot to me. I'm always going to pull for somebody to represent Kentucky in that way. So I was just so happy to see that. Yeah. That's going to be on the Forbidden Door 0 Hour. This is by far going to be Billy Stark's biggest match of her career.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Against the ROH champion. Nyla Rose versus Willow Nightingale this Saturday. I am stoked to see that. Like, I feel like Willow's going to win, but I can't wait to see how Willow does a pounce to Nyla and how Nyla sells it. That I want to see. Anna J.A.S. versus Sky Blue this Friday in Chicago. To me, Alex, this is a Sky Blue victory. They're doing this in Chicago. So, I mean, they're filming that tonight then for Rampage.
Right.
Sky Blue needs to win this match.
Yeah, I think Sky Blue wins. I don't know that I'm pulling for it. Like, I want this to happen, but it does feel like if you've got the title match the night after for Willow, maybe Toni Storm, the Outcast, get involved in that match versus Nyla Rose, just to mess with Willow before her match versus Toni Storm the next night. It feels like something they might do, but we'll see. We'll see how that all shakes out. But Willow versus Nyla is going to be great either way.
So, hear me out. I think Billy Stark should beat Athena this weekend, because Athena has long been doing this. I'm going to beat the hell out of enhancement people and all that gimmick that started where, Alex? In Toronto when she faced Jody Threat. Now you can get away with Athena not winning this match because she doesn't have to drop a title in doing that. And it sets up a feud in the future on ROH for the title with Billy Starks. I think that could be really good. Billy could, then lose to Willow in the semifinals. But Britt Baker, Ruby Soho is one that I'm like, okay, I could see Ruby actually winning this and due to shenanigans and all that. And I could see Sky Blue maybe even beating her. Like, maybe Britt Baker gives it back to her in the semifinals, helps Sky Blue get that far. But I think we're probably looking at a Willow Nightingale, Owen Hart tournament winner. Who are you picking in that one?
It's tough. A lot of it depends on how they're deciding to shake out this first round. Because I could absolutely see Willow winning it. And again, as I said, I could see them booking Willow out of the tournament, just like to further this intrigue between her and Toni Storm. Yeah. I could see Ruby winning it. If they wanted to do something with that, especially because she lost it last year. Maybe that's kind of an interesting thing there. And what a coming out party. If you have Billy Starks go all the way to the finals or something, like, that would be a big, big deal. And like, this is the thing. They have their homegrown girl. Sky Blue is still very young, is improving every week. Maybe you like push this. Maybe that's a thing. Like, you have this Cinderella story in the tournament and have her go all the way. It's possible.
Darren Walker says, Sean, is Serena Deeb injured or is it creative? Why not return? She should be in the Owen Hart if she 100% fit. I think there's more to it than that. She hasn't been factored in creatively in months and months and months. I was told that could possibly change soon, but nothing reportable. If you aggregate that, by the way, you're an absolute clown. There's really nothing to add to that. I'm going to work on a story very soon, if at all possible. But she just hasn't been factored in lately. Jordan Cooper says AEW quickly and casually announcing Swerve and Tanahashi and then Strong and Joe for the next two collisions. Rampage even looks watchable. Wrestling is good, my friends. Listen, I'm not even going to pretend. Rampage has been real good like the last couple months.
Man, Takeshita versus Takeshita. That Takeshita match versus Bandido was amazing. Like the fact that like that match happened and then 24 hours later we got Buddy versus Andrade. Like they're just dropping bombs all over the place and we don't even need fallout shelter. We're in there.
They're like, "Okay, do we have major plans for this match?" All right, we're just going to do it. Could we see a major program between Takeshita and Bandido? They're like, "Nah. Yeah. Cool, let's do the match. Let's do it." Let's go ahead and put it on there. Rampage has had a lot of really, really good wrestling. Mm-hmm. Reminder, guys, get your super chats, get your humper chats in. And hey, you know what? If that ain't enough, you can head over to FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. I got a Q&A show there every week. But how about this one? We can't even go on the air without a FightfulSelect.com scoop getting confirmed, Alex. Rupp Arena, Lexington, Kentucky. Just a few days after SmackDown was there, I had reported that they are bringing Collision there in August. It is confirmed by Rupp Arena, Saturday, August 19th. So I'll be there, my friends. So if you're in the area, let me know. Maybe we'll do something. You can walk up to me personally, hand me $5, and just be like, "Man, thank you so much." And say, quote,
"Thank you.
I stole this from my grandmother's purse, and I want you to have this."
That's right.
Man, I'll be like, I'm humbled by this. I will be genuinely humbled by this. But by the way, Fightful Select reported that they are coming to Cincy in September as well. Gonna be a fun travel weekend, Alex. I've got Lexington Saturday, August 19th. The next weekend, I'm going to London. I've got Cincinnati the middle of that following week. Chicago right after that. It's going to be funny. It's going
to
be fun.
You're going to be able to add to your massive collection of lanyards.
That's, you know what? We don't get a lot of lanyards for stuff like that.
No.
They give us stickers. AEW gives us stickers. And
well, can you just take like a piece of cardboard, put the sticker on that, and then put it on a little Caribbean on a lanyard. Make yourself
very
a lanyard.
Good idea. Brent Lockman says, "I think Ibushi shows up on Sunday, corrupted by Don. He did leave him behind after all." Well, let's talk about Don. Because Will Ospreay is showing up backstage to do what? I don't know. Why is he there? He didn't do anything else.
No.
So why is he there?
Don't know.
Well, Don Callis says, "Listen, Canada sucks. I agree. You're going to need good security. I'm going to provide you security so we get a fair fight." In reality, Don Callis knows full well what Will Ospreay did to Kenny Omega. They beat the hell out of each other. Now, our interview with Will Ospreay just maybe a couple months ago, he spoke very frankly about his feelings on the match. He's like, "Man," he's like, "that match was 80-20 Kenny Omega." He's like, "I'm ready to have a match where I beat the living shit out of him for a change." He was very, very frank about that. I like that Will Ospreay does not trust Don Callis either. Nobody should trust
Don Callis. Are you kidding me? Because I mean, why would he not turn his back on you when it serves him? No one should ever trust Don Callis.
Grayman says, "SRS, you think Burrow shows up to AEW like Lamar? Good God, I hope so." Burrow's a big UFC fan. Like, he's a huge UFC guy. That'd be nice. If not him, Joey Votto. Please God, the entire Cincinnati Reds right now. By the way, Alex, you know, fan of the second place Milwaukee Brewers, I understand.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's got to suck. Can't relate.
No, they were the worst first place. They had like a run differential of like minus 15 and they were in first place. They're not a good squad. They're not a good squad, man.
Reds won 11 in a row. Makes me very, very happy. Makes me very happy. Meet Normus says the creative team is cooking this year. Forbidden Door card looks fire while keeping the all-in plate spinning. I love Lamp. I mean wrestling. Mm-hmm. Well, I appreciate it. Meet Normus, do you like heat lamps? Is that how you cook your food? You just put it under the meat, the heat lamp, yeah, and you just let it go. Right. No grilling, no nothing. I know him. Concession stand brawl. Mark Briscoe defeated Jeff Jarrett. There was a part of me that hoped that really Satnam and Sanjay and Jay and Karen wouldn't get involved, but I knew better. I knew better, but I still believed deep down into my heart. This had some fun spots. This is another one of those matches where Jeff Jarrett is not going to be put in a position where he ends up looking bad. I mean, he ain't wrestling Bandido here. He's wrestling Mark Briscoe in a concession stand brawl. Jeff Jarrett can do these in his sleep.
Yes.
And the right person wins. Now, I'm going to scream until my lungs give out. The angle for Mark Briscoe needs to be that he is actually a genius. He needs to outsmart everybody. Yeah. He needs to be working on some brilliant plot. Like he's got a lab on his farm. The guy's a chemist in his free time.
Sure.
But this is all right. Like if this were on Rampage, I would have probably enjoyed it a little bit more. And I don't know why that is, but it was fine. It was good.
It was very much not for me, but that's fine. Not everything on a wrestling show should be for everyone. Needs to be for everyone. It was just not for me. But do I appreciate that they added the stipulation out of Jeff Jarrett's mouth himself? If I can't beat Mark Briscoe in this match, I will never wrestle another match in AEW. Do I like that? Yes, I like that very much. He decided to add that stipulation in his own promo, and so great. Good. I hope you stick to it, Jeff Jarrett. You can go to ROH or a Collision, I suppose. Well, it's AEW, not Dynamite. So he's gone. He's not even Collision anymore. So he can go wherever he wants. This was a circus. I appreciate that Jeff Jarrett lost, but it was just so much. It was so much.
It was a lot. Match.
It was just a lot. You know, if this was for you and you enjoyed it, God bless you. More power to you. Just wasn't for me. That's all right.
Yeah, I'm okay if he does an ROH run, though. I really am.
Sure.
Like, I honestly think there's some good heat there for that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Why is Jeff digging up Jerry's old matches? Because that one worked. That one worked really, really good. Also, Taz saying, always got to make sure you're wearing a condiment. That was a good line.
Yes, it was.
It was a very good line. Chris Jericho, Sammy Guevara, Minoru Suzuki defeated AR Fox, Action Andretti, and Darius Martin. Little things I notice. Jericho ain't pinning Andretti. Because Jericho is adamant that he will never beat Action Andretti. Minoru Suzuki is great. This match was a hoot. And Darius Martin went off in this match.
Yeah, he was great. He was great. He was so much.
Just loved it.
He was great. Darius Martin working with Minoru Suzuki, like, those two guys are really fun together. Like, I think a lot of people want, like, just live the idea of, like, oh, I'm going to take forearms from Minoru Suzuki tonight. Let's see what I can do to, like, stand out from everybody else who takes forearms from Minoru Suzuki. And Darius Martin did a couple of fantastic sells. But my favorite part of the whole thing was where he came in to, like, stop Minoru, who had one of the guys in a chokehold. And he, like, hits him in the back, and Minoru drops the dude, looks at the camera, eyes go wide, big smile. Turns to Darius Martin, it's like, oh, well, you fucked up, Chan. Starts. That was good. Great. A lot of fun.
This is good. After the match, Jericho lays down a challenge for Forbidden Door. One thing I would have avoided doing here, while you've got a concurrent who's going to be the partner storyline, you don't also have a who's going to be the partner storyline, even though one was resolved tonight. However, yes. Sting says, all right, me and Darby will be there at Forbidden Door. You'll find out on Collision. Makes sense to do that. I don't know if we needed like a big reveal for Tomohiro Ishii later on, but you know, I thought it worked all right, all things considered. Just a minor issue there, but this match humped, and we're gonna give you guys a spoiler here for Rampage. To turn away if you don't want it. Adam Cole versus Filthy Tom Lawler for Forbidden Door. I cannot wait for that.
Wow.
Filthy Tom Lawler is one of my favorite workers on the planet, and I cannot wait to watch this match. I can't wait to see. I've been covering Tom Lawler's career for, God, like over a decade. Like probably the most consistent him and Riddle I've been covering their careers ever since I got in and like across MMA and pro wrestling without really any gaps. This is, I'm so stoked to see this. And Tom Lawler deserves
real raps.
And listen, it better be good or else it's going to be sour raps.
Yeah, no, it won't. Yeah.
Anyway, guys, make sure you all tune in Saturday at noon. Righteous Reg and Phil Lindsay bring you Crapsity.
Yep. Yeah.
Love you, Luis.
Yeah.
Vicky says, hi, Sean and Alex. Sting is my own personal brand of medicine. Say what you want about his age. His mic skills are still amazing. Cool as a cucumber. Listen, Vicky, I'm with you. There are a lot of wrestlers that when their age is up there, I'll be indifferent to, and I'll be like, oh, I'm done. I don't know how bad it would have to get for me to feel that way about Sting. And I mean, admittedly, for a little bit in TNA, it was there. And then what happened was the possibility of seeing Sting was taken away from me. I didn't have that option for many years because of his unfortunate injury. And I mean, man, there's a picture of me when I was a little kid with a Sting baseball glove. First wrestler, first favorite wrestler, everything. And I get to watch him perform now, and I've been able to see him live many times. So I'm always going to love that. I'll tell you what else I'm always going to love, Alex. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Where are you at these days? I know you were in Milwaukee. Where the hell are you at these days?
I'm Northern Illinois.
Northern Illinois. That's cool. I'm in Lexington, Kentucky. I got to drive to Cincinnati to go to the airport Monday. I'm going to London. You know, I got a lot of stuff on my docket. Winston-Salem. I wish I was going to Toronto, but I got Indianapolis this year. I'll be back and forth to Cincy a lot. And when I'm on that arena Wi-Fi, that hotel Wi-Fi, restaurant Wi-Fi, all that stuff, you want to make sure that you're protected. And not only that, you want to make sure you're protected with NordVPN.com/Fightful. Protects all your devices. One subscription. You can put it on your router, smart TV, phone, laptop, desktop, all that good stuff. But let me tell you, it's going to help you out the next few weeks. Over the next few weeks, we have AEW, X New Japan, Forbidden Door. You got WWE Money in the Bank. You got a big UFC pay-per-view coming up. Those dollars add up, whether it be a subscription, any number of those things. You can get those at a much more affordable price with NordVPN.com/Fightful. And you may say, well, how do I know what to change my virtual location to? Well, if you got to ask that, they've got 24/7 customer support that's going to help you. You're going to end up saving money based on this subscription itself. Plus, they got a 30-day money-back guarantee. The best pop-up blocker known to man. I don't even have the extension on Chrome anymore because NordVPN.com/Fightful takes care of it for you. You get a great deal. You get all these great features. You got a password manager, a file encryption tool, secure all the devices you own, change your virtual location with one click. You can change the interface to the WWE network and all that stuff by subscribing via an overseas option, threat protection, reliable encryption, the fastest VPN on the planet. You guys know how much I use this. There is no sponsor of Fightful I have ever used more while I'm awake than NordVPN.com/Fightful. Trust me. Try it ahead of this 30-day stretch that you're about to face with WWE and New Japan and AEW and UFC and the like. If you don't like it, get your money back. NordVPN.com/Fightful. Brent Lott.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And says, Great Muta is forever, forever retired, right? Yeah, I felt like if he wasn't, they would have done something with him in WWE, but that was wishful thinking. He should have been in the Royal Rumble. It's dumb that he wasn't.
Yeah, no, it's true.
RJ City and Tony Schiavone host the Blind Eliminator Tournament Roulette. The brackets will be announced next week. Let me tell you how much I love the goddamn Lethal Lottery, Alex. It is such an easy concept.
Yes.
So for those of you who weren't around in the 90s, the Lethal Lottery, in various forms, in various different ways, you pick two names out of a hat, they're teaming together. There was actually a phenomenal WWE Survivor Series in 1995 where they did that with entire teams, the wild card they called it.
Yes.
It was a blast. You'd have faces, you'd have heels working together. Give me that too. So, very excited about this. And the winner gets a tag team title shot. We'll learn more about that momentarily. Mm-hmm. We got Adam Cole coming out. Now, I got to say, I'm very excited to hear that Adam Cole is wrestling at Forbidden Door and that he's here in this situation, because I can tell you there were some people last week that were like, oh, damn, he might have got banged up. He's good. That's great to hear, especially after what he just came back from. Post-concussion syndrome, no joke. I've dealt with it myself. Right. It's brutal. It can be debilitating, take you out for years. Adam Cole and MJF are in the ring. And Adam Cole wants his rematch. And MJF says, as a friend, I got to say no. I worry about your health. But I love that MJF was on, he had his comedy form on top notch tonight.
Good tonight.
He said, let's be real. If that had gone any longer, I had you dead to rights.
Yeah.
Oh, so amazing.
So good.
He's turning down Tanahashi. He gets goaded into it by Adam Cole. Tony Schiavone has an announcement, and both of these guys hate Tony Schiavone, so I'm glad that doesn't change based on babyface and heel. They tell him to shut up. And what's great...
The in-stereo shut up Schiavone was great.
It was great, Alex. Yeah. And what's even better is Tony Schiavone got his comeuppance on them because he announces... They are teaming in the Blind Eliminator Tournament. Adam Cole is livid. He doesn't want to team with him. MJF is livid, not because he's got a team with Adam Cole, but because he's got to wrestle it twice in a week.
At all.
You want me to
wrestle every week? Are you mental?
He says, what are you, some kind of sick pervert?
Yes.
This was phenomenal. It put over Forbidden Door. It put over last week's match. It put over a future MJF Adam Cole match. It put over programming next week. It put over the tournament. And it put over Tony Schiavone. This put over like a ton of people in one segment. And God damn, do I love segments that do that. Where you can get like five or six people just a little bit more over with one segment. That's a good segment for me.
This is Can They Coexist, the tournament, and I'm okay with it in this instance because that's the point of it. It's not just for random booking. This is what the tournament certainly can be. But if you're going to script this kind of stuff, you got to have one team that gets drawn together and they're like, oh, hey, actually, you're my best friend. This is perfect, you know, and have them be the first people to face MJF and Cole. Also, announcing this first, I think, sets yourself up so that you need to have another reveal that's just as surprising. Yes. But the other thing that I saw a lot of people saying is, how the hell is MJF even in the draw for this? And the only thing you have to say is, everyone on the roster is in the draw. Not everyone will be picked, but everyone is in the draw. That's just straight up, the champions are in the draw, everybody. So the fact that MJF got picked is just the luck of the draw. There you go.
I love it, man. I love it. And MJF doesn't want to lose. MJF does not. We know that about him. He'll do anything to win.
Sure.
This was a great one.
It also sets up Adam Cole as a perfect shithead babyface.
Yes.
Because the way he was goading MJF, he gets to tap into all of his heel bag. He gets to use all that bag of tricks because he's just going to be needling a guy who we really hate. So we're going to love him for it. But he gets to use all of his tricks. It's going to be great.
Mr. Acosta says, can they coexist? I like this one because there's stakes to it. There's a promo behind it. It's a lot more than just looking at each other in the ring like, ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Coy Stalling says Swerve and Keith Lee.
Now that's interesting. And whatever happens between those two guys in the tournament makes the actual match they've never given us an immediate need. Like if they blow up in the tournament, then you say, okay, next week it's on you and me for the last time. And then you build the whole Dynamite around it. That is what you should do. It'd be great.
That would be fantastic. Guys, get your super chats, get your humper chats in. Bizarro Big L says a big advantage AEW has is the willingness to put on matches for the sake of good matches. Wrestler want to wrestle good opponents such as Chaos versus United Empire and Swerve on Rampage. The blind tourney seemed like it could hump. Cole is going to troll MJF hard. Oh, yeah. I have no doubt that this blind tourney is going to be incredible. Incredible. What I would love is that we find out that this wasn't blind at all, and it was just Tony Schiavone and RJ City trolling everybody the entire time. And then everybody kicks the shit out of RJ City. Anthony Mazzone says, Punk and one of the Bucks, please. Oh, sorry, it's a blind tourney. We got to do it, guys. Rules are rules.
That ain't happening. But that would be fun.
That would be fun. De La Common says, great segue, Sean. Even as a Hoosier saying, nah, I've got Indianapolis coming up. Can't do Toronto. Legit got a blurt laugh out of me. Listen, Indianapolis is a drive to work for me. Toronto is my second home. Even more than Cincinnati, Toronto is my second home. I've spent more nights in Toronto than I have Cincinnati in my life. But I love Indianapolis. It's a great city. Now, I ain't going to root for any of their dumbass sports teams. That's for sure. But, you know, I love the city. It's a beautiful place. I really think they should take a WrestleMania there. It is very tourist friendly too. Like they took the Super Bowl there about 10 years ago or so. You can walk everywhere there. It's great. James Zimmerman says, sorry, I'm broke as well, but I love you all. We love you too. Living Dead Frank says, holding a Forbidden Door ticket, I can say this delivered. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even without Punk and Kenta, you got to believe that this ended up working out well. You have Tony Storm, Willow. Now, AEW did reach out about Stardom talent. It wasn't going to happen, unfortunately. But you've got New Japan champ, AEW champ. Orange Cassidy, Zack Sabre, Shibata, Daniel Garcia. We'll talk more about that. International title. Punk and Kojima. Blackpool Combat Club versus the Elite. Yas and Suzuki against Sting, Darby Allin, TBA. MJF and Tanahashi. Sonata and Jack Perry. I see a lot of people like, oh, what's going on? Why would they do this? It is a catalyst for a Jack Perry heel turn. And it's going to be awesome. Brian Danielson versus Okada, Omega, Ospreay, Athena, Billy Starks. I can tell you that it does matter to Tony Khan whether or not he wins these awards. We have seen him talk about it in the past. He did acceptance speeches. We were very honored by that, by everybody who sent in acceptance speeches. We were very honored that Jamie Hayter admitted to stuffing the ballot box even for that. She said that she subscribed 500 times to vote just for her. It makes me happy when this matters. And it seems like very much he was like, yeah, let's win that again. Let's go ahead and get that event of the year again.
Yeah.
Very excited for Will Washington to accept an award next year as well.
That'd be fun.
Living Dead Frank says, having been at a Toronto's first AEW show at Humps, I was there too. It was a lot of fun. I'll tell you what, anybody who was at the Toronto shows can tell you how much they leaned on QT Marshall in the pre-show. Like, they were using him to get heat all night long. Daniel Garcia, Zack Sabre Jr. defeated Orange Cassidy and Shibata. We get the four-way at Forbidden Door. There were a couple times where it looked like Orange Cassidy and each opponent, like, were a little off the same page, but you could tell this was a call-it-in-the-ring type of thing, and I thought it worked pretty well. It's okay to be off the page, and then, like, shoot, like, what Orange Cassidy did was he feinted a low single. So you do that, then you square off, you're good to go, you make it work. The highlight of this has got to be Daniel Garcia dancing so hard he splits his pants, and then Orange Cassidy also doing the dance. The irony being that Orange Cassidy would fit in with the credo of Yas very, very well. He is such a sports entertainer, Alex. This match did nothing but make me excited for Sunday.
Yeah, that four-way's going to be a sneaky match of the night candidate. This shows like the utter brilliance of Daniel Garcia, who could literally sleepwalk through a spot on the BCC. He would just sleepwalk through it and he'd be perfect at it. But this, you can tell he's having so much fun, like being able to show off that personality that I still see detractors online saying he doesn't have. Like, he's great. He's so good at all of this, and he's still so young. And for him to have this match with Orange Cassidy, the guy who's been a champ for literally ever, Zack Sabre Jr., one of the very best in the world, and Shibata, an absolute living legend. You know, this is going to be a great spot for him in a match he's ultimately going to take the pin in. But it's going to be a fantastic, fantastic show for all four of these dudes. And this tag match was a lot of fun. Adding the little I normally hate, whoops, I meant to hit the other guy, but I hit you instead, partner. I usually hate those, but in this, it led directly into the post-match tension of, like, you hit me, and we have a match on Sunday, and now I'm going to remember that, and that was really great. It was really, really good.
This was so good. So I watch AEW with my wife, and it was her first time watching Zack Sabre, and the next snap. Oh, I just love to see how a casual wrestling fan reacts to certain moves. And that one is such a simple move, and it gets such a fantastic reaction. Eloquence says, Forbidden Door 2 will be my first live pay-per-view. Can't wait. The Kentucky 2110 brings up something. Says, the Acclaimed segment. Did we get the Acclaimed at all on this show? They were supposed to be on here.
They're on Rampage.
Yes, so that's happening on Rampage. And I figured they were facing some timing issues because they had a lot announced for this show and not a lot of time you could really pull anything from. Ronald Holbrook says, hope for eliminator teams. Eddie Kingston and John Moxley, Swerve and Keith Lee, Okada and Omega, Andrade and Malakai, Jericho and Darby, Sting and Sammy. Well, they're not all going to be like that. Like, some of them are just going to be like, go ahead.
If you ran this tournament and had all of them being like mortal enemies, you would have to question the legitimacy of the draw. You would have to, like, Tony Schiavone, are you sure that you were actually drawing all these? Because that seems a little against the possibilities of logic.
You cut, and it's just RJ pulling them out of his pocket each time. Oh my god. But I mean, there's got to be some like major team. Also, like, I would love to see Jericho, and then music hits, and how'd Marco Stunt get in this tournament? How did this happen? Like, I would love something
that would be fun. When people were saying Kingston and Claudio, like, but what it should be is Kingston comes out after Claudio does, walks into the ring, kicks him in the dick, and leaves, and just forfeits the match so Claudio can get pinned. That's what he would do.
I want this to be a 32-team tournament, Alex.
I do.
Should be that, at least that. Go forever.
At least that.
I want it to be forever.
Yep.
Tom LaValle says Garcia shouldn't be with BCC. He should join TMDK. I wouldn't hate that either. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't hate that either. Tony Storm versus Willow for Forbidden Door. It makes sense. I mean, I'm sure they want, I know they want a Mercedes. They were asking as far back as January about Mercedes. I know they would love to, specifically, I'll tell you guys this. I know a person that New Japan or the AEW had mentioned before. They wanted Julia for something. I don't know if it's this, but they had mentioned, we'd love to do some stuff with Julia. There have been a lot of things pitched. What we got is New Japan champ Willow against Tony Storm. I feel like if you hadn't included Athena in the tournament, having her here could have been cool as well.
Yeah.
To do a triple threat, you know, sort of like what the hell was it Bragging Rights they called that show or whatever. It's a bummer that it didn't end up working out, but this match
includes Statlander. Make it a fatal four way. And it's all it is just to prove who's the baddest bitch on the block. And really, any one of you booked to win is fine because the title doesn't change hands. And whoever does get pinned has an extra chip to carry on their shoulder. I think like there's no reason why you couldn't do that one time, not all the time. But in this case, I think those would be great.
A la carte says, watch this with my partner. Her reaction was the same. Cassidy realizing that, uh-oh, I'm trying and he's still better than me was such a great moment. It was. Mm-hmm. Orange Cassidy has become one of the best, the most well-rounded performers in wrestling. And you really love to see it because people who know. Like a lot of people you would expect to not like Orange Cassidy, they like Orange Cassidy. Orange Cassidy is your favorite wrestler's favorite wrestler. Like he's such a good performer.
Yep.
Well, here's a good one. Tony Miller says, reunite the Kings of Wrestling and the Tag Tourney. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported this past week that Chris Hero was backstage getting a tryout at AEW. Yeah. Also, FightfulSelect.com reported last week, that's $5 in the business, by the way, Jimmy Jacobs backstage, hired full-time, leaving Impact Wrestling. Zero Prime says, little disappointed, didn't see any kind of Joshi wrestler, not even AEW side, no Shida, no Riho, no Emmy. At least see one of them at Forbidden Door. I mean, they are with Tokyo Joshi Pro and Chaco Pro, as Luis brings up. But they should have been featured more. Emmy and Shida were on the bonus match tonight, along with Shigura. But speaking of good women's wrestling, Chris Statlander defeated Taya Valkyrie, and they just beat the living shit out of one another, Alex.
Yeah.
They were like, let's just go out there and beat the snot out of each other. Let's hit each other real hard. That's what I feel like doing. And I feel like they did that really good. Arduit says, Statlander versus Taya was so good. A sirloin beef. D-O-B. What is D-O-B?
Daughters of Bitches.
Daughters of Bitches match. There we go.
There you go.
That sliding German suplex was godly. You know, it's fitting. This is almost like ODB, here's your wedding gift this week. She got married. This was, I think, a gift to ODB. One of the Hall of Fame Daughters of Bitches, sirloin beef, ever. Like, and we got that with Chris Statlander, Taya Valkyrie. Now, Chris needed to win. Taya's got to be out of the title picture for a while. But I think that there are some other creative plans for Taya that could be on the horizon if some of the things are moving into place the way that I'm seeing them. But Chris Statlander needed a good, strong win. The finish was dope. The action was so good. I loved it.
Stat's great. Stat's a great champ. We knew she would be, which is why everyone was so bummed when she got hurt. Because that was the plan. And then she got hurt and they were like, you take as much time as you need to get healthy. Jade will be here when you get back. And they did. To their credit, that's exactly what they did because they trust the vision. Trust the vision. The vision is Stat as TBS champion. She's killing it. And she's killing Taya. And Taya's killing her. Those two women were killing each other. It was great. I agree. I think that Taya has done everything she needs to do around the TBS title. And it, the only other thing I could see, and I'm not sure they would ever do this, is Taya, you're not allowed another a title shot kind of a thing, the TBS championship. That's fine. I'm going to take my hand-picked cohort here, and I'm going to make sure she wins the title. Kind of a thing that we haven't seen one of those before. Like, not necessarily like I'm a manager for this person, but I think you're good enough to beat Chris, and that's the thing I need. So I'm going to try and make that happen. I'm not saying I want that. I'm saying that I don't know what they have planned for Taya. What I don't want as a big Taya fan is for her to just fall back down the card and like work every third Rampage. I would like her to have a prominent spot because I think she's that good.
Yeah. Jade Cargill on the shelf right now, FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, reported that like minutes after her loss, she was taking a break. She's doing that. I don't think she's going to hop back into this title picture, though. Whenever she comes back, I think they're going to try her out as a baby face and see where that goes. But who knows if that'll be accepted. But I'm liking the way that a lot of this is shaping up. RH says, Athena versus Space Jesus is going to be fantastic, but I was hoping we'd get Athena versus Jody Threat versus Kyrie for Forbidden Door. Athena versus Jody Threat in the future, like I would have called in a favor from Impact and been like, hey, let's run this back. We've got a story in Toronto for this, and that is a Forbidden Door matchup. Shout out to In the Weeds. They interviewed Jody Threat this morning. Make sure you guys check that out. Jody Threat's just one of my favorite performers out there, period.
Yeah.
And if you want to perform, check out athleticgreens.com/Fightful. My God. athleticgreens.com/Fightful. Alex.
Yeah.
You know what? You know what? I can't do it. I can't do it while you look. I can't. I'm going to have to go off script, Alex.
Okay.
Look at your beard. Oh. You how can you smile with your beard looking like that?
I don't know.
You just made me change my ad read because I just noticed. I was so distracted by it.
I'm sorry. I should trim it. I'm sorry. I like should it a little long under the chin, but it's just too long. It's
listen, buddy. It's okay. I got help for you. We're going to gobble up those beard hairs like Seahawk gobbles a glizzy with Manscaped and the code Fightful. Sorry, AG1. You can wait. Manscaped.com and the code Fightful. They got that beard hedger. They got a pro kit, Alex. Have you seen this? It's got everything. It's got beard balm, beard oil, conditioner, beard shampoo, a beard brush, scissors, a travel bag, an AC adapter, and a USB-C cable. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit is fantastic. They got a beard brush and a comb, but it's not just that. They've got all kinds of packages, individual products, all that stuff. Everything for in the bathroom to keep you clean. They got hydrating body spray, body wash, 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner, lip balm, a 3-pack of lip balm on top of that, deodorant, all that good stuff. Like, listen, I know that you think about Manscaped and you think about all the great things they do for your balls. And they do. They do. It's incredible. They got the Lawnmower 4.0, you know, they got ball toner, they got all that good stuff. You know about all that stuff. But they also have Persevere Cologne. They got the body buffer that helps you stay good and fresh. They got ear and nose hair trimmers. There is nothing that Manscaped doesn't have for the bathroom to keep you clean, keep you looking good, keep you smelling good, taking care of you. Even boxers. Manscaped.com and the code Fightful. Save 20% and get free shipping. Alex, listen. I'm glad we had this talk. I'll have one sent your way. Everything's going to be okay, Alex.
Okay.
Well, did you use that in the time that we read that? Because it looks great now.
I was trimming it underneath there.
BCC and Elite promos that led to the main event, which was Eddie Kingston cutting a promo. This was a little disjointed to me, this promo. It seemed like they just went out there and they said, we ain't practicing this at all.
It did seem like that, but honestly, that's what makes Eddie Eddie, man. He went out there, he's like, listen, I got to put this shirt on because I ate a lot of ice cream.
He's great. He's amazing.
He's so great. Like he like, I don't know. This guy's the elite's probably gonna be upset because I'm teaming with this guy, but this guy's gonna be upset because I'm teaming with the elite. But listen, I gotta tell you, I hate Claudio Castagnoli so much. I don't care. Like he's the best. And when Mox comes out to confront him, and he's just like, I will give you the mic. You can talk to me. And Mox is great, but Eddie's like, I will take that mic back. Because if you're not going to say what you need to say to me, then I'll say it myself. It's Ishii. Come out, Ishii. Like, it was just so good.
That's what happened. He stumped Moxley, and he goes, here's Ishii. Okay. Well, BCC starts to beat him down, and Brian Danielson is like, Okada's not even here, so I'm just going to stomp his head in. Coin drop, big pop. There we go. Okada's here. That's like all Okada does on Dynamite. He just shows up. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's all right. Yeah. I don't expect him to do a whole lot more. But, I mean, Okada is going to be the guy that, you know, barring any unforeseen injury, that we see being the prominent name on Forbidden Door on New Japan's side for like 10 years. We've got Patrick saying, does Okada go over? Yeah, I think he does. I think that's one you give to New Japan for sure. I think that he needs to.
I think that, listen, we don't know anything about Ibushi, right? We don't know anything about Ibushi as far as like what everyone expects him to be the elite's secret weapon to come in if they ever do a Blood and Guts, or this feud is obviously still going very strong. But if he's just not going to do it, or whatever reason, you could easily set up Okada as this other guy, like just him and Kenny kind of joining forces to go after the BCC. Because if you book Danielson to stomp Okada's effing head in this match, maybe Okada's got a little score to settle himself. There's a lot of things you can do with this. Honestly, when you have a match that is this big of a dream match, it's just going to be great. And you know that they're going to have a fantastic match and a fantastic finish. And honestly, I just want to see both dudes kick the shit out of each other. I really don't care who wins. It's going to be amazing.
I think the three big matches that New Japan are going to win are Ospreay, Okada, Sonata. And hey, if there's three people you want protected in New Japan, it is those three by far.
Yep.
Ronald Hollick says, if Samoa Joe join Bullet Club, do we get Bazooka Joe?
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Scott says, if Kyle was close to a return, would love for him and Strong paired up eventually to face MJF and Cole in the tournament. Yeah, I hope so. I mean,
I don't think Kyle's close to coming back, but that would be an amazing thing to happen. Like, you know, like, oh, not only is it Roderick Strong with his other best friend, but he has to go up against Adam Cole and a guy Adam Cole loathes. Like that's fun.
So we have officially passed the 1 year mark for Kyle O'Reilly, but depending on when he actually had that surgery, it's tough to say.
Yep.
One LT photo says surprise Kenny versus Ospreay isn't main eventing. Did they announce what's officially main eventing?
They kept saying over and over again, the main event, Okada versus Danielson.
Okay.
The main event on Sunday, Danielson versus Okada. They kept saying it.
Well, good luck following Kenny and Ospreay is all I have to say, because that's one of the best matches I've ever seen in my entire life. And I don't doubt that these two can also do it.
Yep.
Living Dead Frank says Danielson is selfless. Okada will win. Does Kenny? Nope. I think Ospreay wins. And I think it's for reasons Ospreay told me in that interview.
Because I think they plan on doing it a series of three. I think Kenny won the first one. Ospreay won the second one. Also, I feel like if you're having this this elite versus the BCC feud, you have to have the aces of each team take a loss in these kind of matches keeps them on even footing, which you want going forward.
We have Mike Lima saying, predicting Naito tags with Sting and Darby against Jericho. Naito definitely has the most history with Jericho during his Painmaker run. Yeah. I hope he comes out wearing Jericho's little hat.
His stupid little fucking hat. with the Sharpie on his face.
My God.
Yep.
Britt Lockman says, last time I saw Eddie wrestling in this city was at the Midtown Event Theater when he and Trent Seven brawling in my lap. Sunday is going to be a very different experience. I believe I was there for that at the Midtown Event Theater. Fun fact, wow. Midtown Event Theater, you could throw a rock from there and hit Jimmy Van's old office. So a lot of those, those interviews that you saw in studio, including the infamous RJ City responding to his own tweet about ass eating, were just a stone's throw from there, quite literally. Those were fun shows. That's where I actually first saw Jody Threat. And I was like, oh, she's going to get signed one day. Apple Shy Jedi says, loved Eddie and Mox tonight. Hope this is a build to one hell of a pay-per-view match, especially if Eddie gets to take the belt off Claudio. To me, I could tell it was either short on time, changed, adjusted, something, because it was disjointed. But I mean, again, that is the beauty of Eddie Kingston. It's right. Just like, if it goes south, he can just say, here he is, Satoshi Ishii. He's like, he certainly is. I would love to hear him introducing a musical guest on SNL. Like,
ladies and gentlemen, Uncle Fire.
It's the weekend.
Ladies and gentlemen, Arcade Fire. Just, Alan, just whatever. He's here. They're going to do stuff. Watch him.
Alan Mark says, my overarching take on Gang Wars. BCC versus AEW versus Elite versus ROH versus New Japan. Others just thrown together. You're going to have that because the spirit of New Japan is Gang Wars. Like at its core, at its soul, it is Gang Wars.
Yeah.
De La Common says, another Forbidden Door. I don't get my dream match of Hiromu Takahashi and Darby. How is that not a no-brainer? Well, I mean, eventually they do have to save some of these for future years, which I'm with you. I got to see that match. I want to see that match. It's got to happen. But we're back here on Thursday talking Forbidden Door predictions. We have the Tony Khan media call. I'll be live tweeting it, and then we'll post it on our audio and video platforms everywhere. And also right, Stephanie Chase will make Forbidden Door predictions. Alex, tell the people what you got going on.
It is my parents' 50th wedding anniversary on Friday.
Wow, congrats.
Yeah, they are here in town. We're going to be throwing them a shindig. So it may not be able to get a Friday Sour Graps. If that is the case, then we'll definitely do a Saturday one for Collision. But I'm hosting something for Post Forbidden Door. I just don't know exactly who yet will be, if anybody will be the co-host, but we're going to be doing that. And then Monday, right? That's when I'm hosting the big show, the big show, over on this channel, YouTube, to review the Raw there as well. And then Tuesday, NXT again, Wednesday here with somebody.
I think Riccuccino, I believe Rick or John.
Rick or John with me, and next week on Wednesday, Thursday, finally a day off. And then Friday, back to the grind again. It'll be great.
Bizarro Big L wraps us up and says, the random pairs popping into my head. Satnamhausen. Well, Danhausen's injured. Andrade Andretti. Rush Arush Takeshita. Miro and Darby. That would be fun. AR Fox and Mark Briscoe. Pack and Buddy. That would be good. Yeah. Punk Malachi. I bet they would love to team together. Mm-hmm. Brody and Vance. Joe and OC. Joe C would be great.
Joe C would be
I'm going to be thinking about this till the bracket is released. No idea for the BCC or Elite. Also, you know who I'm hoping is the security for Don Callis? I hope it's Kurgan and Bull Buchanan from the Truth Commission. That's who it should be. Brian Christie says, Sean sent you a cameo request on Sunday that I'm hoping to have done tomorrow to surprise my friend Thursday night. You got me? Yep, I see it. It will be done tonight. I'm about to head to the gymnasium right now, but I'll be finishing those up. Guys, I haven't promoted this a lot, but please, I am back on Cameo. If you want me to break some news, if you want me to do eFed announcement, anything like that, all the proceeds in June and July will go to the Trevor Project, and they always go to a worthy cause. I don't keep any money from those, so check that out. The Trevor Project is a very, very great cause, and you can just have me rant, ask some questions, anything like that. Thank you all so much. Until next time, we're out.
Spring is in the air at Littleton Coin Company, and we want to help you brighten your collection. Visit us at littletoncoin.com all month long to enjoy 15% off your purchase. With a wide selection of coins, paper money, supplies, and more, Littleton Coin Company has something for every collector's taste. Use promo code SPRING at littletoncoin.com for 15% off your purchase all month long. Restrictions apply. Littleton Coin Company. Serving collectors since 1945.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.